The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Muncy with a fly ball to deep right center field. Way back, and it is gone. Three-run home run from Max Muncy. And the Dodgers have a half a dozen on the board.
Dodgers radio. Thanks, John Gray. Call it whatever you want. He choked. He came up small. He spit the bit. Whatever you want to call it. In a game, the Rockies had to have John Gray come up big. He came up small. Two innings, seven hits, six runs. Now three straight starts in which he hasn't made it past the fourth inning. He only went two yesterday. You got Tyler Anderson, who's struggling as well. What's Bud Black supposed to do right now with this pitching staff? Who can he rely on outside of Kyle Freeland and Herman Marquez?
Well, right now, nobody. I mean, you're going on this all-important stretch run, and you've got two guys. If you could get through with three guys, at least Bettis, if you go back to Bettis as a starter, I know he threw some relief, and he started also, but at least you know he's going to compete.
Right.
Like, I'll take that.
Right.
The guy's going to compete. John Gray's not, right now, he's not competitive. He's thrown 10 innings in his last three starts. All losses, I believe, correct? Four innings, and two innings.
Actually, a couple of no decisions there.
Anyhow.
He's 11-8 with an ERA of 5.07.
Mm.
And this for a guy we thought had figured it out when he got sent down. Came back up, pitched really well, but now that we're in September, now that the games matter, he reveals himself once again for just not being somebody you can trust in these big games.
He's the anti-Kansas City Chiefs, the anti-September darling. He's not the September darling that the Chiefs are.
Well,
I watched that game yesterday, by the way. Mike went back and looked at the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Well, more on them in a moment.
Oh.
But.
Wait a minute. Let go.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Not John Gray.
Trevor Story left with an apparent elbow injury.
Mm-hmm.
Severity unknown. And now you got Kyle Freeland against Clayton Kershaw tonight.
Mm.
Rockies are now a half game out of first place. Still tie in the loss column. Dodgers have played one more game. Rockies are now a half game behind St. Louis for the second wild card spot. Kyle Freeland, got to step up large tonight.
Mm.
You blew it!
Kyle Freeland, we turn our lonely eyes to you. Go out and out-duel Clayton Kershaw at L.A.
Shouldn't be a problem.
All right. Next on The Morning Brew.
We don't have to make a depth chart change to give him more carries or to give Royce more carries or to give Book more opportunities. It's really what we do. To have three guys who are all different, it's really tough on defenses. So he can beat a three and still get 10 touches or 12 or 14. Or, you know, Book can beat a two and still gets seven or eight. So it doesn't matter who's the starter.
Yeah, I agree with Vance Joseph here. Why are we all concerned about depth charts when it comes to the running backs, especially when you have a running back by committee and you can use the hot hand, ride the hot hand, and you can be game plan specific depending on who your opponent is each week. Why are we caught up in who's number one, who's number two, who's number three?
Because we like to know that because we're tied to fantasy, you know, options, but I'm with him. I mean, you're not going to give Book seven or eight touches. I don't thing unless somebody gets hurt. I mean, that's hyperbole. Seven or eight touches is at least six touches too many.
Devontae Booker's a loser.
And Mike, that's pretty hard.
That's taken so out of context.
But yeah, I mean, it doesn't. You're right, 100%. It doesn't matter where you list them on the depth chart. We know they all have a different skill set, and you know, and I know people want Phillip Lindsay to be listed as number one, and he you know. He may be better in the role that he's in. Because in the role that he's in, he's coming in situations where you're like, okay, they're going to throw the ball, and then all of a sudden you hit him with a run. He comes in at second down and long, and you just think, okay, he's in here as a third down back, or as the nickel back, so to speak. And he's playing that role, and odds are, you know, 70% they're going to throw it, and then all of a sudden you pop one on them, and, you know, some type of draw, some type of single back pitch, or, you know, nickel toss or something of that nature. He's shifty that way. So I think they're using them the right way.
Look, Philip Lindsay is the hot hand right now. He's going to be the back that's used primarily on Sunday. At least that'll be the game plan. Why wouldn't you? Why do you need to come out and anoint him as the lead back?
Well,
if you need some free unsolicited fantasy advice, use Philip Lindsay in your lineup.
Oh yeah.
And don't worry about Royce Freeman and certainly Devontae Booker.
Don't worry
right
if he's got the starter's tag on
him
or
he'll
not.
Be out
he's going to get his.
He's going to be out there.
He can get his touches.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Blitz is on. Pressure. It's picked up. And Wilson hit from behind. Ball is stripped on the sack by Trevathan and forced fumble pile up at the 40-yard line. A vicious defense tonight has turned over the Seahawks.
Bears radio. Ooh, that defense got after Russell Wilson. Much like the Broncos defense got after Russell Wilson. I wonder if we should call up that show we were on in Seattle and ask them, are you sure you aren't rebuilding? Remember when they got all like, you're never rebuilding when you have a franchise quarterback.
Right.
Oh, really? Oh, really, Seattle?
Ooh, I'm going to text. I just need to text.
Because you go on their show, don't you, sometimes?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah. Say, hey,
how's that franchise quarterback looking?
With your rebuild.
With your retool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that's snarky.
That's snarky.
That's snarky.
That's wedge driving. That's wedge driving right there.
I am nothing if I'm not a snark.
That's good snark. Bring it to
it
him.
Is.
Remind
I
him.
Will. I'll just remind.
Remember how dismissive. Please. You're not rebuilding when you have a franchise quarterback like Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I'll just text Brock. And
12
say,
sacks in two games, by the way.
Hey, Brock, ask Sulk how having that franchise quarterback is working out for a team that's just retooling. You guys are trash.
I said Al.
Oh, wait, I got another Seattle game I got to call. I got to be nice right now.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, a couple. Nothing next week or
okay.
Week after.
All right.
So I got
another big game for Cleo Mack.
Be on my behavior.
Cleo Mack with five tackles, another sack.
I gave Booger McFarland grief, by the way. D lineman on Monday Night Football saying, he said like three different times, he goes, hey, strip, you know, a strip is just as good as a sack. Like knocking the ball out of the quarterback. And I tweeted him, I go, Booker, stripping the ball is a sack. That's counted as a sack. That's a stat. Once you knock the ball out of the quarterback's hand, that's a sack. I go, I know. I gave up a few sacks. I don't know if you actually got any sacks, Booker. No, I didn't put that on there. But I'm like, dude, like, there's nobody in your ear going, dude, it's not just as good as a sack. It is a sack.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I hate to make projections and expectations. That's not fair. I've never met Josh personally, just like I have met some of the guys that have come in the last couple weeks. So we'll see how it goes this week. Hopefully he can work hard, put the team first, and end up helping us in any role that he can find for himself on the team.
That's Tom Brady reacting to the Josh Gordon trade. Josh Gordon traded to the Patriots for a fifth round pick. What do you make of the deal? For New England. Cleveland got rid of a headache.
It's so Patriots, isn't it? Find somebody's headache, bring them into your organization where you say it's our way or the highway. And there's plenty of documented cases where guys who have been malcontents elsewhere have come in and played exceptionally well, or where guys who have been malcontents elsewhere have come in and continue to be malcontents and got a week and they're like, hey, thanks for your services.
But you're talking about a position here. It's not other positions where malcontents have come in and done well. Corey Dillon, for example. Talk about a wide receiver. And Brady basically, you know, gives you the thumbs up or the thumbs down. It's like the scene from Gladiator, you know, thumb up or thumb down when it comes to these receivers, whether or not he feels he can work with them. And a lot of pretty big name veteran receivers have come through and have flamed out. Ocho Cinco,
Right.
Eric Decker was here this past summer. Jordan Matthews, Kenny Britt. The list is long of veteran receivers that. You had Randy Moss, but that was,
The thing you need with your receiving core, if you're New England, is you better be on the same page, and you better be able to run precise routes, and you better be able to adjust routes. Some guys come from systems where if they call a 7, you're running a 7 regardless of the coverage. In New England, if they call a 7 and all of a sudden there's a different coverage, you got to turn that into a 4. You know, you got to turn that into a dig route, and whatever you label a dig at. But so there's route adjustment aspects, and some guys can do it. Some guys can't read coverage while they're running full speed. So
they'll probably use him at least to start. It's just
go deep.
Go deep, man.
Lift the top.
Deep, you know, we'll let all our, you know, Hogans and Dorsets and Edelmans, you know, run the underneath stuff. You just go deep and we'll throw it long. And I'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.